5. Seventh of Elul, Tuesday the 29th of August, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, Mesa Machmas Melocha in regard to Shofar.
Well, ich mag wohl nicht auf. Ja, das Spallen hier von in der Zangesinn. Ja. Interesting Schale, ich came across in the summertime, ein bisschen sich doch geschmiest, someone borrowed a Schäufe without permission, and while he was blowing it, it cracked. Talking about he used it the way it was supposed to be, but it seems in the poskim that it was something that could happen. Maybe the shofars then were not such good quality as now, as nowadays. The question is he liable to pay? Yes or no? Now, the halucha is, pardon? It's one of the aspects. Are you allowed to, first, there's one question. Are you allowed to borrow someone else's shofar without permission? Are you allowed to borrow someone else's talis without permission? Are you allowed to borrow someone's tefillin without permission? Are you allowed to borrow a sefer from someone without permission? Are you allowed to borrow a shofar without permission? Are you allowed to borrow a lila without permission? Let's first say what is clear. If one does have permission to borrow a shofar, one acquires the status of a shoyl. A shoyl is mechiev, pshia, gneiva veide, and filan onsen. There's one exception to a shoyl, meisa machmas melucha, that if he was using the normal usage and it perished, it broke, died, whatever the object is, he's kuta, a gazlan, someone who steals something, is mechir on everything, afila meisa machmas melucha. Shoyel shaloi medas, that means someone who wasn't, his intent was not to steal, his intent was to borrow and give back, but without permission, the machlokes and the gemura, we paskin shoyel shaloi medas, is gazlan. So on a normal item, if someone borrows someone's telephone or camera or whatever it is without permission, yeah, unless it's, there could be cases when it's a very close friend or close family member who, yeah, it's obvious that he would have given him permission, that's already something else. But we're talking about the normal, he might give permission, he might not. Is a shoyel shloi medas, is considered a gazlan, so he's mechiev on everything, including maisa machmas melucha. There's a concept in the poskim that, like we said, if it's a very close family member or a very close friend who's actually borrowed it many times beforehand, we can be for sure, not assume, but we are sure that if he would have asked him, he would have given permission. The same way we say, even not such a case, when it comes to a mitzvah, nichelai le'inish le'ved mitzvah v'memoyna. A person is... What a nicha says, how is it nicha of English?
He's happy
when
he's happy.
He's happy.
This is a part of English. I can't remember. Okay. Nicha in English ever says, I can insult. So it sounds cool. Yeah, the last line says, do it special. Okay. Nicha in English, I can't even check. Nicha in English, leve mitzvah ben moin. Everyone understands that we're so sure, again, something again to... Whether we are so sure we would lend our items to someone for a mitzvah is another question. Of the poskim say, Nichelai le'inish le'ved mitzvah b'memoyna. But it depends. It's only something where the risk of using it is not high. L'mushal, in halucha, it says a talus or tefillin, we say Nichelai le'inish le'ved mitzvah b'memoyna. Sfurim, we don't say Nichelai le'inish le'ved mitzvah b'memoyna. Now, the Hantige Poskim say that nowadays it could be it's the opposite. In the olden times, we see Svurim, Talaisim, and even Tfilin. People wore Tfilin during the work. Yeah, work in the field. used to wear tefillin. So obviously tefillin were much more, they were cheaper and they were much more used, and people weren't so careful about it. Maybe they were stronger made, or they weren't so machbid about the rabia. And the masa, tefillin were used the whole day. So therefore in the olden times, one assumed, why should he mind if someone uses his tefillin for 20 minutes, if it's an item that is worn the whole day? Sfurim, we're not talking about in the times of the Shoinim when it was handwritten. A cipher first of all, they were very scarce and they were very, very expensive to get sfurim. But even after, when the printing, yeah, the times of the Mechaber and Remu was after the press, how many people had the whole shas? It was also something very rare. L'havdel Chavdulus, King Henry VIII had got a shas. But before Gedolim saw, there was one shas in town, and the Gresta Gedolim used to borrow one cipher after the next. It wasn't as every hand, every bar mitzvah book, every chadus. Hashem, it's one of the malas in the technology of this world that Svurim have become very, very cheap. So in the times of even of the Shulchan Aruch, compare to what it was. There's no Shoyim Shabbos who doesn't have a Shas at home, doesn't have a Mishnah Brira, Chamud Shveda, Hamud Shishkeve. You can't compare to nowadays. Even if the dollar and the pounds, it costs £20 a Shas, a cipher, now it costs £30. Every Shir, you see in the time when they used to have one cipher in the middle and six children around, and they used to learn from what's that. No Chayda nowadays in the poorest, and then porter cabins and without air conditioning, of a Svurim is do. You can't compare to So in the time of the Shulchan Aruch and before, by Talaisim and Tefillin, we say Nichlai Dineshlev Mitzamoina. Sfurim not, because Sfurim was very, very expensive. And besides, Sfurim, if you learn of them, they tear. So the Paschim say even just to borrow a cipher for a few minutes is also not permitted, because once you start borrowing, so where is the line? 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours? So by Sfurim, in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, we said, we don't apply the concept of Nichlai Le'enesh Emetzmoyne. Zug B'mugen Avruam, but by Shofar, he would understand that it's similar to Tefillin and Mezizos of the old times, although he does say it can get slightly damaged by usage. Again, I'm not exactly sure what it means. It shouldn't really get, nowadays the Shofars don't really, although someone showed me, the Mata Frame says that by the usage of the shofar, sometimes by the mouth of the shofar, sometimes can be eroded from the saliva or whatever. But the Mugabum says, yes, we're talking about a very slight damage, and a damage which is very low risk. And he says a talus can also, things can happen to a talus. You get you walk past and there's a nail or a jagged edge on a bench. In olden times, they weren't made with formica. It can happen. And yet we say, so therefore the Mugen Avraham says he would apply the concept of Nichlai Le'Inish Le'Evan Mitzvah B'Mamoina to a shofar. And he says also, by Sfurim we see even a short usage where there isn't a risk, we don't allow, because where would we differentiate it? Yeah, obviously an extensive use of a cipher can cause risk. So the Mugen Avraham says here, Yom Tov, he just blows what his chiyuv is. There's no reason to assume that he would continue to blow for no good reason. And Reb Akiva Eiger adds on, not only is there no good reason to blow, but you're not allowed to blow more than what you're here, unless you've gone now to be moitzi someone else. But I'm saying, shofar, the chiyontav is the chachochma v'ayin melucha, what you have to blow, but some for practice for the next day, whatever, one is not even allowed to blow. So therefore, he'll only blow what he's mechiyav. What I found interesting is, no, there would be no right to borrow for practice use. No, only that we don't say nichlai le'enish that you should practice on a shofar. Hanting a sworn, the poskim say, as long as it's used within reason, yeah, that means you're careful the way you use it, and might not be allowed to drink a coffee next to a. No, I'm saying if it's your own safe, it's your own risk. Coffee is already, I know how it is, in Koyle, occasionally some walks by and pours it on and it goes over the side. But then, I'm saying, in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not allowed to. We understand that nowadays, within reason, that you are allowed to. Again, this poskim already bring, the Mugav Rum, that you would only be allowed to use it on the same premises as the site is found. If it's at home or in shul, you can use it at home or in shul. But to take someone's cipher from shul to your home, or from his home without his permission to shul, that's something which we say people are machpid. But someone, well, you know, it is, they don't bring it back. That's already something that one is machpid. But if someone's got a cipher, and within reason, the possum say that nowadays, as long as you're careful about it, and you're not negligent, and again, drinking a coffee next to someone's cipher is something that is very arguable that the person wouldn't allow. What I found interesting is that the Mishnah Brira brings B'Shem the Matter Flying. Al Pi Halucha, even with the Rabbunan, the maximum koilus one has to blow in the Ikar Din is 60 koilus, 30 by the first kias and 30 by the next one. What we blow, 100 koilus, is Ashlua Kudosh Me'a koilus. It's a minig, it's not Halucha. Yet the Matter Flying says, he extends the nichla l'inish le'ev mitzvah of a moina not only for the 60 tkiyas that one is mechir mid rabunan, but even for the 100 tkiyas which is aminik. The choyle blowing chodesh el would also apply. I didn't see actually the Mishnah Brira talking about it, so the choyle it applies as well. The Ba'ir Haitev, which is one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, brings down from Saifa Luchas Ktanas, I think it's Mari Chagiz, Ram Chagiz, who says that if the shofar cracked during usage, since we apply the klal of nichlai le'inish le'evan mitzvah b'mamoyna by a shofar, so therefore he's not a shoyl shaloi midas gazlan. He's a shoyl shaloi midas who's permitted to use it. So although he hasn't actually had the fayrish tikka reshis, he's explicit reshis, since we say the klal of nicha nishan tzemoina, he has the status of a shoyl and would therefore have also the exemption of ma'isa machmas melucha. I found it a bit interesting that although I can understand the concept of nicha nishan tzemoina, I found it difficult to understand, among it's dingable as they say in the yeshiva, that although yeah, that person didn't ask me permission. Fine, Nichlai Nenish Lemitz of a Moina. But Yenna shall bring me back a broken shofar. He was up to this. I found it's a bit difficult, so I had a negia to try and find, like most things, is usually the fair answer to every question in Aluch or Minig is that it's a machloikus. It's very rare to find something which everyone agrees. So I wanted to see if there's anyone who says choylik who would understand with my reasoning that although we say nichlai neneshem mitzvah, fine, that's that you're allowed to use it and you're not a gazlan. But to come back and say it got broken during usage, although I trust you, that you taka, there was no neglect, but still I'm not left without a shofar. What?
What is considered machmas malucha? If it actually happened during blowing, which is a mitzvah,
yeah. Oh, the word is not b'shas melucha. The word is machmas melucha. We see in the Gemara in Baba Kama says that there's such a thing that the tarnagoil.
Hold it too tight, squeeze it, and it breaks.
That's heist b'shas melucha. We talk about that. We see the Gemara says in Baba Kama that there is a concept that a tarnagoil should make a kol and a kleis chichis should break. A coal can, again, whether it happens to nowadays shofars, I don't know. It could be, maybe it had already a bit of a crack, and that extended the crack. Again, we'd have to know. The Tor in Choy Shemishpet, Simen Shim and Membais, brings the klal, which the Gemara says, Ein hashoyel reshui lahashol. That means, if I had permission, Shimon had permission from Reuven to borrow an item, so he's a shoyl. He's not allowed to afterwards give it over. And afilu seifer toyle she'oisa mitzvah b'shailusa, he's also not allowed to. So the klal of ein ha'shoyl reshui lahashol applies even to when it's a mitzvah. And the Torah says, Vim Hishel, if he did, Shimon did lend the cipher to Levi, is Levi is chayv, or Shimon is chayv, as far as Reuven is concerned, Reuven doesn't have to go to Levi. He can come to Shimon and say, listen, I want my item back. Even if there happened a Mesa Machmas Melucha by Levi, since Shimon had no right to lend it to Levi, is Shimon would be chayef. Oh, but the Torah says, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, the reason why Ein HaShoyel Reshua LeHashel is not because he actually hasn't got reshis to do it, especially by something which is a mitzvah, but a shoyel, yeah, is mechiv on everything on sin besides Meister Machmas Melucha. Now what happens by every shoymer who says, Hashem Echinen, that they happen to Gnei Vavayda, Hashem Esucha, that's Sikshein Onsen, or Shoyo, as Sikshein Meisa Machmas Melucha, is a Mechiev, Ashviya Sashomi, you would have to Ashviya, swear as Sikshein. So the Gemara says, if I lend someone, part of my lending it to him is that I trust him, that if he will come and tell me, he was a shoyo, and if he'll come and tell me that it was taka, ma'isi machmas melucha, and he swears, I trust him. I'm not mechiv to trust everyone with a shvia. You, I trusted, that's why I lent it to you. You went now and gave it over to someone else, I don't trust him. Kimtos, if we say that time, if he would bring Aydin, who actually in the smedish, and they saw, he took the shofar, and he blew into it, and so it cracked while he was blowing into it, and everyone understands he held it in the normal way and didn't squeeze it too much, whatever, is then he would be puter, because he can't say, at mehem nesli b'shvia, and he's not mehem nesli b'shvia, because I don't need a shvia. You need a shvia, normally by a shomer, something happened in his private house, no one saw it, so he's, you have to be mamnim in the shvia. If we have Aydin, then that concept doesn't apply. Zeit aus Findorten, yeah, that the only problem with this Leibi is that he's no lemunas with a shvia. If he has Aydin, he's puter, although Shimon didn't give explicit reshis for it to be borrowed to Leibi. We say that since Reuven lent it to Shimon, yeah, he doesn't mind someone else using his item. His only problem is that he doesn't trust. He doesn't trust Yenna with a shvia. But if Yenna's got item, Yenna would be takaputa. So with Choyle we see that even someone who didn't have explicit rishis, but since we say, we see the person lent the item, yeah, so he doesn't mind someone else using it, we assume that he wouldn't mind a third person, a second person using it. The only problem is that he doesn't trust him in the shvia. But with Aydim, it would be puter. In the Choyle, we see against my Sura that even someone who didn't have explicit reshis, since you say Mestuma Anichla, of the Master Dot is Andersh, because he has actually allowed at least someone else to use it. Yeah, whereas in my case, there was no permission for anyone to use it. He's starting off with the Nichlai Lenish Lev Mitzvah Meiner, who says that in such a case, we would say that there's a Batar of Meister Machmas Melucha. The Master, the Drisha, on the spot, I don't want to go into Arichas, says explicitly that in a case of a Mitzvah, and he says, like we say in Aracham Simi Yidalad, that someone can borrow a Talus without someone's permission, because Nichlai Lenish Lev Mitzvah Meiner, the Drisha says, in such a case, although he's allowed to use it, but the Ptah of Meister Machmas Melucha does not apply. So I found actually someone, the Drisha Zainer, in his commentary on Tor, is called Prisha Drisha, and in Choshe Mishpat, it's called the Smar, so it's Lismoich, that took about Nishlaluch Lamasa, because Yenna can Zogaz Amichsik, but in Svura, that although we say Nichlai Nishlaim Mitzvah Moina, we don't say to that extent that he should have the Ptah or Maisa Machmas Melucha. Then I found Reb Kiva Eiger, which also follows the same Svura. The Halucha is a Talus She'ila, yeah, if you borrow from someone a Talus, Be'etzim, a talus she'ila is puter from tzitzis. Oib is a puter from tzitzis, then you can't make a brucha. But also, Kimmel, if I ask someone, please, can I borrow your talus? Yeah, not without permission. I've asked him, please, can you borrow my talis? She says, yes, pleasure, just put it back in my desk after I finish. But lechoylum daft those skimmen, I can put it on when up to the show, aber tu nicht machen bruche. Zuck, lechoylum, zuck der Rosh, und also ich werde gepasst mit la luche. Since we say, niche leile in the schlebet mitzvah vama moine, in haluche, although a shoyo is puter, matuna amenachs lahachse is chai, like, dalad minem, yom tevrishn, Yom Tov Rishon, Mustav Zan Luchem, Shoyel, is Kenesh Machen Kambrucha, yet, Matuna, Manas Lahachze, again, what's the difference between a Shoyel and a Manas Lahachze, is a very complicated sigil. The Masa, Matuna, Manas Lahachze means it's mine, that means it's the person who received it, it's only a Tanai that I have to give it back. But when it's mine, it's mine. A shoyel means it still belongs to the owner. I've just got a right of usage. Matuna mas lachze is a stronger thing. So the Rosh says, like we say, nichlai dineshtem mitzvah moina, I can take someone's tefillin without his rishis, and we said I can take his shoyfer without rishis. Here then, if I've asked rishis for someone to lend me his, I say, lend me your talis, we assume that that person would agree to matuna manas lahachse, since the halucha is that to make a brucha on a talis she'ila is not good enough. You have to have the status of matuna manas lahachse. We assume that although he asked just for permission to borrow it, nichalai le'inesh level mitzvah moina, and he would have agreed to the upgrade of matuna manas lahachse. Kletur kivayigans and the new kivayigans on the shachnurach. The halucha is, there's a very big difference, one of the difference between matunam nas lahachse and a shoyo is mechia ba'onsin. We said there's a p'tal ma'isa machmas melucha. Or ba'oinas, a shoyo is mechia. La halucha, in shechnucha choy shemishpet, someone who gives yenem a matunam nas lahachse and sigshena oinas, he's puter to pay back. That means, if the chayfetz is be'en, he's mechia to pay back. If there's geshen tan oinas, Yenna gave me a present. There is a condition that if it's ben, I have to return it. If it's not ben, so machloikis, aber la luche, vet gepaskim ta seputa. Klärt rib kiva eige, wusset zahn by this person who came to his friend and said, borrow me a talus. The Lushan zahn was, sha'al, yot tishal li es a talus. Borrow me your talus. A shoyo is mechir ba'onsin. Sorry?
For me, yeah?
All right, we know what it
is. Lend me.
Lend me?
Yeah. Whose talis is going to
Reuven, Shemin has asked Reuven, lend me your talis. Yeah. Lend me your talis. Yeah, I told you. Lend me your talis. Now, if you would have asked me, lend me your phone, yeah, and so what geshein ha'oynes, what I gave mechir. Lend me your talis, the pashtas, oynes, v'gdaz ha'mechir. We said that since nichlai le'inesh le'ev mitzvah b'moyne, and on a talish yile kemenesh machin kam brucha, we say that, we assume that that person would have allowed him to upgrade from a shoyel to a matunam nas lahachse. Freit up kivayge, what happens as in shen yet some oynes? Do we say azoi, geret hota geret, shoyel, yeah? Lend me a shoyel mechim monson. We went now, and we say nichlai le'inesh le'ev mitzvah b'moyne, we've upgraded it to a matunam nas lahachse. I was sorry, you asked me to lend you your talus. I say yes, but the halucha says that you would have allowed me to say a brucha. You talk allowed me to say a brucha? Yes. Why did you allow me to say a brucha? Because we assume that you would have agreed that should I have asked you for matuna manas lahachze, you would have agreed. Oy bazoy, here's your torn talus or your broken item. Since the lushan that I said was lend me, yeah. Although as far as what pertains to the chaynik asiyas mitzvah, you would have agreed to matuna manas lahachze. Since the Moshe, even on Matuna Manas Lahachse, where we say that Oynes Sputa, if I come and ask someone from Matuna Manas Lahachse, and Yenna would have said, I forget to remember the shiur. Matunam naslach says puta voinus. I don't mind giving you a matunam naslach, but I hold you responsible even if there is a voinus. You can make him money, you can make such a condition. So although we assume that that person would have allowed him to upgrade for the shirt on Tunam Naslach to be able to make a brucha of a nisht, as there's a shpeta kimen and say, I'm puta for monson. As they verschreit of kivaya. In a choyda, that's very similar to our shal over here, that although we, when a case when he didn't ask permission to use the shofar, we assume that nicha and inish lev a mitzvah b'mamoyna, but since a shoyl, also the mashal could make it tonight, I know that maisa mach v'smeluch is puta, I only agree to lend you the item, to borrow you the item, on condition that you are machi in my sofa, we can machin yeda tonight. Oy bazoi, he had enochet, lav nitz in the cycle. I allow taka someone to use my item, yeah, but since I didn't give explicit permission, kemen eshpeite in zugas a maisa mach v'smeluch. Chalt as a starkes wun. Another small thing, it's getting a bit late. I was told not to finish early, but not to finish late also not, is a very interesting tzos. The tzos wants to say that if someone asks permission from a friend to use a cipher, yeah, we said we don't say the concept of Michael Nish David Sabnoina by a cipher, especially in the old times. But if he asks permission, he's allowed to use it. And obviously, if he was negligent and he spilled the coffee over it, and mechiv tzatzul. Avosel zas gishen haoynas is bepashtas. Someone who's a shoyl is mechiv baomson. Zuketzas amoyde kechidish. The halucha is why is a shoyl mechiv baomson more than a shoyl mesucha? Or yeah, because kolanu is shelo. He's got all the benefits. He doesn't pay for usage of the item. He's allowed to use the item. A shoyl mesucha. Yeah, is not allowed to use the item. A soicher who is allowed to use the item has to at least pay for it. A shoyl is kolanu a shelo. So, since we know there's a concept of mitzvah lav lehenes nitna, a mitzvah is not considered a gift nistikanua. Yeah, sarach nistikandach. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitna. The tzos wants to say that a shoyl on a chayvet shel mitzvah is. Because has no pressure when he borrowed a chayvetz just for the use of the mitzvah. Will the tzos lugen that a shoyl cipher should not be the chiyev the onsen?
If you get a benefit from the cipher, the marshal, you need to give a share of something. I'm not talking about your own limit, so maybe you get a fringe benefit from.
I'm saying, Tana the nesivus that the tzos had for zayin atirazuov. In Tirazur bin Yore Dayan, so the Kamta Zach, after the Abenizer brings us in that Dumma, in Yore Dayan, Hilchus Neida says, someone who's Midda Anua Mishoifa, yeah, he asked that he mustn't have any Anua Mishoifa, is allowed to blow it from the Shoifa, but Mitzvah Lav Nehena Snitta. But a Midda Anua Mishoifa, that he shouldn't learn from the Seifa, Shtait Azus, Zuk the Tirazur, since Pekida Asher Mishura Mesam Chaylai, and we see in Alucha, an Uvul, is also belimed that toile, because it brings simcha. So though there is a missing of mitzvah lav lehenes nitna, it does not apply to limed that toile. So the Nesivus argues with the Ktsos when someone borrows a cipher, Obdaf Oskimen, when someone actually borrowed a shofar, yeah, that's up nish the svura, that's what nish kalim that toile, is kenzan, someone should borrow a shofar, he should be puta, from onsen v'asenish kolanu shaloi. In our case, it's slightly different because he didn't actually borrow. It was a nichelai leinish levin mitzvah v'moina. It gets already a bit complicated. So ashoil shaloi medas v'asenish kan gazlin. In the Gemur, there's a machlokes v'ashoil shaloi medas gazlin or not. The question is, according to Mandumas, ashoil shaloi medas is nish kan gazlin. So in such a case, do we have to Tzikimen, Tzilekolanu Eshaloi, or not, that's already. Now, Kleine, Epsa Dvar Aguda, there's another Ptor, Vashoyel, Fin Beulov Imoy. Shtait, a person who brought an item, is, as a Shayna Oynes, Meister Nishba Nibbe, Shalom Yishalom. In Beulov Imoy, is Lo Yishalom, if the Balbus is actually working for the Shoyel, is employed by the Shoyel, even though in the time of borrowing, he's put it. Al Asurim say that our neshama that we've got from the Rebbeinu Shloim, I'll give as well, but the neshama is in a way is every day the Rebbeinu Shloim atu, the Rebbeinu Shloim atu meshamna b'kiri batu, so the la'achzira, the Rebbeinu Shloim gives us our neshama every day, and we are a shoyl. The Eibush says meshamna b'kiri, if we consider the Rebbeinu Shloim b'ul of imoy, is we are then puter achpuna ben skim tzar oidus. Touch the Eibush chidur. לא יהיה בטובים ביען כויב, ולא יראו אומה בישור, אז השם לכב אימוי, עשרי עשמי לכבוי.